Hi, it's Tim Dre, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO. Thank you for listening to The Worker's Mic, supported by the Illinois AFL-CIO, fighting every day for working families. Visit ilafl-cio.org today. Enjoy the show, and remember, it's better in a union.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Worker's Mic right here on 720 WGN, powered by the National Coalition of Labor. Ken Edwards with the NCL. Phil Davidson to my right today, Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Labor Day weekend?
Big weekend for us.
It is a big weekend. Ed is traveling. I think he's working. I forget where he is. He's been doing a lot of traveling lately. So he's not with us today, but it's just you and I. We got a ton to talk about, but before we get into it, a couple of quick things.
Okay.
Here's a PSA. Ready? Public service announcement. Your dad, right, just went through colon cancer?
Yes.
And he had a surgery?
He had surgery.
And it was successful?
It was successful. He's got a long recovery, but he's doing okay.
That's awesome. Good to hear. So we wish him Godspeed and get well soon. I, myself, got diagnosed with a little tiny bit of skin cancer on my head.
I can see it.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
Sometimes it's a mark from, you know, a late night affair, but...
I didn't fall.
Okay, good. Okay, you never know.
I didn't have a fight with the bushes again.
Okay, good.
So my point is, it's the second time I've had something burned off. Or they have a treatment now where they don't have to cut it. They can actually radiate it, you know, which is cool. You go 20 times, it takes 1 minute a crack, and voila, it's gone. So hopefully I'll be a candidate for that again this time. But my PSA for everybody is, listen, especially in the building trades, you guys are out all the time, right? You're sitting on the side of the road. You know, I know there's umbrellas under, you know, things like that, but a lot of times there's not. And you got to be sun conscious. You just have to wear a hat, wear sunscreen, reapply it, right?
Even when the sun isn't out, because
you're 100% right.
That cloud cover doesn't mean that you're safe.
That's
you can still get the rays.
There's no question about it. You have to wear sunscreen every single day. You know, you look at you go around, especially in the summer, or you're in Florida, wherever it is, and you see these landscapers, right? They are covered head to toe.
They are.
They're wearing long pants. They're wearing long sleeves. They're wearing hats. They're wearing, you know, the hoods that go over it.
They look like beekeepers.
They're wearing bandanas. I mean, they're literally covered head to toe. And you're like, oh my God, look at that. Those guys must be really hot. There's a reason they're doing that, right? They're literally trying to stay out of the sun, because the sun is... I think it's probably, you know, hotter now or whatever it was than it was 50 years
ago. Now that our ozone layer is depleted, yes.
We still have an ozone layer?
Yeah, well, we actually used to have an agency that cared about that, too.
Oh,
but
right,
that's
right.
Gone, too.
The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, literally is, you know, now in charge of polluting.
Actually. Yeah, they're like,
what's
an ozone layer?
Yeah. So anyway, my PSA for everybody is, especially in the trades, just, you know, be sun sensitive, cover up so you don't get these things. And if you have been working in trades or get to a certain age, go to the dermatologist and get checked out. Because the basal cell, whatever it's called, is the easiest, quickest.
Melanoma?
Yep. That is, you know, catch it, fix it. Same with prostate, colon. Like, get yourself checked out for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because
you got to do your tests.
When you do. You know, we're talking to a company right now, and I won't give the name, but they do screenings for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about entering into an agreement with them to try and get in front of this. And this is something that we preach all the time with Premise Health, right, and having doctor's offices and things like that. Try and catch this stuff early, because if you do, you beat it. If you don't, it beats you, right?
I like that idea.
Yeah, thank you. So we got that. And then we'd be remiss without talking about probably the biggest news that happened last week, and that is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
She asked Travis Kelce to marry her.
Oh, okay. It was reversed.
No, I'm kidding. I think he asked.
I mean, she's a very powerful, independent woman.
And you know what Travis Kelce's doing right now? That's called backing up the Brinks truck.
Yes.
Everybody's like, oh, Travis Kelce, he's very wealthy. He's like, yeah, he's millionaire wealthy. He doesn't have as much money as her cat, right?
Yeah.
So he's about to become really wealthy.
He doesn't have $1 billion per tour money. Yeah.
So good for them. And, you know, and whatever. I don't, he seems like a decent dude. You know, him and his brother, I think they have a podcast. I know
which
that.
Which is very successful. Yeah.
I'm a fan of hers. I don't like her music. I could care less about it. But she treats her workers well, right? And remember, we talked about this on her last tour. She gave her staff, for everybody, truck drivers, for everybody, $100,000.
Was it $100,000? Yeah.
$100,000 bonus. I mean, that's just massive. And when she comes to town, she brings an economy with her.
She is.
Right?
Yeah, she's.
So, you know, kudos to her. Good for the both of them. I wish them luck. And
I would love to see that prenup.
You want to see it? I wrote it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I did.
Did you leave some for yourself?
You think they have a prenup?
Maybe.
All day, every day.
Let's hope it lasts.
Yeah, let's hope it lasts.
I want to believe in love again.
That's exactly right. Yeah, hope it does last. So, anyway, good for those guys. And you know what? Even Trump, who, like, bashed her, said, you know what? That's great. You know, he's a good dude. You know, congratulations to her.
Really?
Like, yeah, he had, like, a moment of weakness.
Wow.
And actually said, like, well, she's all right, you know.
He took the high road?
Yeah, he did. First time ever.
Because it wasn't long ago where I think he tweeted, I hate Taylor Swift, in all caps.
Well, he does tend to change his mind a bit.
Maybe he's a Swiftie now.
Maybe.
The music is pretty good, I got to say.
You like it?
I do.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. Not me.
I know you've got a very narrow prism of what kind of music you listen to.
Yes, it's called heavy and metal. That's not true. I have eclectic, massive taste. Anyway, we got to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about Labor Day.
Yes.
I mean, that's tomorrow.
Biggest day of the year for the labor movement.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. We'll be right back with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premis Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. Ken, Phil, so Labor Day weekend, a weekend of barbecues and family and drinking beers and, you know, the end of summer, etc. And that is what it has morphed into. And people tend to forget that, you know, it's Labor Day.
Yes.
Right? Labor meaning worker bees, workers. Doesn't mean unions. Just means labor. People that labor. Working class. So tomorrow, here and everywhere around the country, much like the protests that happened a few months ago, there are protests going on. There's over 1,000, I think, scheduled, called Workers Over Billionaires.
Yes.
So if you get on the website, Workers Over Billionaires, you can just Google it. You can literally plug in your information and find an event near you. Here in Illinois, I believe that, or sorry, here in Chicago, I should say, they're going to have a march that goes, I want to say, like from Pullman maybe to downtown. But part of the march is going to be a protest of Trump's threat to send in the National Guard here.
Yeah, the rally is going to be at the Haymarket Memorial downtown.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, there's a march as well.
Which I get it. You know, I think, you know, there's obviously an intersection between, you know, working issues and what's going on in immigration.
Yeah.
But, you know, in some regards, it tends to dilute some of the messaging, I think. And by the way, you know, this is, look, I just got to say this, and we'll talk about this till we're blue in the face, but all of those jobs that are being done by undocumented workers are being done by design. That was by design, right? It wasn't like, oh my God, they came here and they took the jobs of the 200,000 middle-class workers that were working in beef packing plants.
Yes.
And picking strawberries. That's not the case.
No.
They were literally, these industries were built on immigrants, agriculture, you know, read the Grapes of Wrath, you know, things like that. I mean, that's, so it was by design, and now all of a sudden they have to get on board with, okay, well, we have no more workers, and either what, we're going to pay now a living wage, cut into our profits, and even if we do, can we find workers to do this?
That's the real question. We'll find out.
We're certainly going to find out, because yeah.
I'm dubious.
Oh, same, Phil. The you're like, oh, taking on jobs, and we got to get rid of them. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. Now there's all these jobs open.
Go for it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Please take them. Let's see how that's working. So far, it's not. By the way,
you want to go be a short order line cook? Get C. Go for it.
So back to Labor Day for a second. You know, this is something I say this every year. We learned it from Bob Bruno, right, Professor Bruno, that Labor Day was. It happened like after the Pullman strike, and there was some marches in New York and things like that. And they were originally gearing towards May 1st, May Day, right?
Yes.
Workers' Revolution.
International Workers'
International,
Day.
International, yep.
But, which has been in Europe for since the 1800s.
That's right.
Yes.
And so here in the United States, the government quickly realized, like, well, we got to do something for these workers, right? We just massacred them in Pullman.
Yes.
And so, you know what we should do? We should give them a holiday.
Yes.
But let's not make it on May 1st.
No.
So they don't get any crazy ideas.
Yeah, we don't want to associate with the anarchists from the Haymarket
That's
affair.
Right, exactly. So let's make it in September. And so that's what they did. And they gave us, you know, what I would consider a hallmark holiday.
Yes.
Right?
It was the business approved Labor Day.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Essentially,
right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and so there's this movement I've been reading about. It's like, take Labor Day back and really make this about workers. Because once again, you know, we've lost our way in this country. Labor Day has become like, this is great. Let's have a barbecue. End of summer, back to school, Labor Day sales, right?
Correct.
Hell, half the people, more than half the people, are working on Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
Literally. And by the way, some of them have to because they need the money.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's, we'll see. Labor is certainly, you know, it's a, we're under attack. I mean, let's call it what it is, right? Gutting collective bargaining rights for hundreds of thousands of workers, be they federal or not, doesn't matter. They're still worker bees. And even though, you know, I have my own personal thoughts about government unions and their lack of density, but still, you know, gutting the collective bargaining rights of people, just basically going, you no longer have the right to, you know, bargain collectively.
Yeah.
That is a shot across the bow.
It's an attack on the middle class.
And if labor doesn't realize that and get their act together, the shot across the bow is going to become, you know, much, much worse when they go after the private sector.
Yes.
So we got to figure this stuff out.
Got to fight fire with fire.
And I think you got to do it sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, once again, the, you know, speeches and, you know, I hate to say it, but it's like it's labor's version of thoughts and prayers, right?
Right.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
And I don't have all the answers, obviously, but there are people out there that are smarter than me. Is it time for a general strike? I don't know. Is it time for labor to start consolidating a little bit?
We're getting close to that, yes.
You know what I mean? Maybe some big unions should start to merge and join together. And I don't know, because, you know, half the population, you tell me the Disney thing that you talked about.
Yeah. So I wrote a good article about how trips to Disney World and Disneyland, Disney World especially, have become unattainable for the middle class now.
And that's a shame because that's what it was there for.
Yeah, that's what it was originally built as. You know, it was the whole everyone's a VIP.
Yeah.
No matter who you are.
For kids, right? Like, whether you had money or not money, like, you could afford to go to Disney and have a great time and feel like a princess.
It was a rite of passage.
Yeah.
And now it's just becoming so cost prohibitive for people who are from the middle class. I suppose you could figure out a way to go, but if you try doing it on the cheap and you stay in a budget hotel and you don't buy all the Lightning Lane additions that gets you access to the rides, like, you're just standing there waiting in line for hours on end and not even really get to see any of the parks, and you don't get any preferential treatment because you're not staying on Disney properties. It's become a mess. And now Disney, I mean, it's understandable. They're a publicly traded company. They have shareholders too.
Mickey needs to maximize profits.
Mickey needs to maximize profits. They need to pay these people. So their whole marketing strategy now is targeting the affluent. And in this article I was reading, it said that in 1992, there were 88,000 households worth $20 million or more.
Wow.
88,000.
Okay.
30 years later, by 2022, there were 644,000. Households worth $20 million or more, which collectively is $13 trillion.
Yeah, great.
So, the you know, wealth continues to get concentrated at the top. The middle class continues to get squeezed. And as a result, they don't have the purchasing power anymore, and they don't have anyone really catering to them anymore, because if you're a company and you can squeeze every dollar out of the affluent who don't care about spending an extra $10,000 to have all access that they want at Disney, then why would you put together any sort of program, any sort of benefit, any sort of offering to people who are in the middle class who maybe be more paycheck to paycheck.
So we're going to be back to turning on fire hydrants in the street, right? That's our water park. That was our water park when I grew up, and we're gonna be back to that.
But yeah, I think to your point, just back to Labor Day, is that yeah, workers just really need to understand the value that they have. I think so many people just look at themselves as a cog of the machine and don't realize, like, no, you have rights and take action. If you're getting mistreated, and get your coworkers to stand with you, and yes,
yeah,
go on strike. I mean,
hey, listen, Phil. I keep reading about Boeing strike and the GM strike, and you know, auto workers and machinists and some of the more powerful unions and the Teamsters, and obviously, you know, in the building trades, you know, we strike every day.
Yes,
because we have that economic leverage. But I mean, that is, unfortunately, it's becoming, that is the only way that you're going to get what you have coming to you. So you have to withhold your labor.
Yes.
Because you keep giving it away for free, right? A la Walmart workers. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Actually, probably we'll talk about it after the break. But you can't get ahead. You know, you're barely, you know, keeping your head above water. So you have to start to get together. And it doesn't matter. Do it as a union. Do it as an association. Do it under these, you know, worker centers. It doesn't matter. But they're going to have to start to stand up. Because if not, we are getting just hammered right now.
Yes. You got to rise up.
I'll tell you this. We're going to come back. We'll take a quick break. I want to talk about this banner that came out over the Department of Labor. You're going to crack up about this. And then I want to talk about an article I read, you know, more about Labor Day, and let's keep talking about that theme and labor in general, which, by the way, that's what we're here to do, isn't that, on the Workers' Mic?
That's what we do.
that and talk,
that's our MO.
Well, that and talk about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and Ed's vacations.
Yeah, you know what Ed's doing?
No, he's working.
Yeah, sure he is. I always play that for you, too, by the way.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, whatever. You guys like to golf. All right, listen, we're going to be right back with more of the Workers' Mic, Labor Day edition, right here on WGN 720.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Workers' Mic. More show to come, sponsored by Hinge Health. Hinge Health specializes in personalized digital exercise therapy designed for hardworking people, just like you. It's pain relief without waiting rooms and costly medications. Visit hingehealth.com today. Now, back to the show.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN. There is a really, really good, what I think is really good, opinion piece, and it's by Dave Clark. Not of the Dave Clark Five.
Okay. But I was going to say, it's just I want to hear his thoughts on labor.
A guy named Dave Clark. And it's in the Midland Daily News, which is a Michigan newspaper.
Okay.
All right. And it was like, you know, there's obviously on Labor Day, there's tons and tons and tons of stuff about like, we're out of the working class and yeah, you know, go America and blah, blah. Right. And this guy says, the title of the article is State of Labor is Nothing to Celebrate. And he literally
harsh,
but true. And he simply goes over why the working class right now is getting pounded and why Labor Day is nonsense. And we're celebrating something that, you know, basically doesn't exist. So check this out, right? So it's Michigan. And in Michigan, there is a thing, and I didn't even know this, and I'm learning. And by the way, just Google the article. The guy's name is Dave Clark. It's the Midland Daily News. It's a
is
Michigan
he just a
newspaper.
Columnist for this newspaper?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I just found the article. I read it and I just thought it was fascinating. But he says there's a population called ALICE, right? And ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So means you're working, right? And you just don't have a lot of money, and you can't keep your head above water.
I think this is 60% of Americans today, right? I mean, it's got to be. They're definitely the majority of the population.
So he says that in Michigan, that number sits at 27%. That's more than a quarter of all state households that go to work every day, pay their taxes, and still fall short of being able to afford the basics of life. An additional 14% of Michigan households are living in poverty. So that is 41%.
Wow.
Right there of people that either go to work every day but still can't make ends meet and or are living in poverty. And that's a large number, right?
It's really high.
So you think...
Add another 20% of people who are barely making ends meet.
Of course.
Who are fine. They can pay their rent, but that's it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They can't... You know, I'm reading now, like, you know, it's actually cheaper to go out to dinner than buy groceries because groceries are so expensive.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I found that fascinating. And he goes on and he says... You know, he talks about it, and then he says, and you know why? Because of corporate greed, right? The CEO compensation, the fact that we're in this, you know, alleged, you know, trickle-down economy, but nothing's trickling down at all.
No.
And by the way, even the word trickle, it's just, you know, it's embarrassing. It shouldn't be pouring down, right? Wealth should be pouring out from the heavens, and no, it's trickling, right? And we're shutting off the spigot.
Just a little pittance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he brings up Walmart, right? And of course, Walmart's an easy punching bag, but you know what? They deserve every punch they get because the CEO of Walmart, the guy's name is like, I don't know, McMillan or something like that. I call him McMillionaire.
It's not a Walton?
No, I think that's the owners.
Yeah.
Right? They make $200 billion every second or something like that.
Okay.
But this guy's the CEO. He made like $30 million 2 years ago. And the average worker at Walmart has to rely on public assistance.
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean? That means we are paying.
Are subsidizing them.
We're subsidizing Walmart.
Yes.
Right? And we're paying, you know, their workers to be able to eat with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to get rid of those safety nets. So then what? Is Walmart going to pay them a living wage? Or what are they going to do? I mean, it's going to...
Do you think any of the Walton family will reach into their own pockets?
They could. There was a statistic where they could give everybody, you know, a $200,000 raise, and it would cost them one-tenth of their wealth. You know, something like that. Right?
I believe it.
Look, it's the same thing with the Elon Musk.
I mean, there's
the world,
seven of them that are multi-billionaires, right?
Billionaires,
yeah.
Right? You know, so, you know, give some of it away. Like, help out your workers. But no, it's all about the almighty dollar and maximizing profits. Capitalism is going to...
run amok.
It's going to implode.
Yeah.
It has to implode on itself. So along those lines, as I'm reading this thing, I learned that MIT... which is
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Yes, right? It's an average school at best. Sorry,
our safety school for both of us.
Our safety school, yeah. Right.
I was like, Iowa, MIT.
Yeah.
I want to stay close to home.
Yeah. Queens College, MIT. I'll stick with Queens College, you know? MIT, schmMIT. But anyway, there's no NIU, Ed.
Have they had any funding taken away by Trump yet?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's in Massachusetts. I think automatic.
That's right. Yeah. You know what's not getting funded taken away? University of Kentucky.
they're getting bonuses.
Yeah. So MIT has a calculator. So just Google MIT calculator. And you can plug in your state, your area, and how much it takes to live. And so we were messing around with this earlier, Phil and I, and in Cook County here in Illinois, if you know you're a single person, it's, you know, like $23 an hour with no kids, you know, et cetera. If you're a single parent, you need to get close to $40 an hour. If you're a parent of two, you need $50 an hour. If you're married, no kids, you know, it's whatever it is, 25, 30. If you're married and not have kids, you know, the number goes up, assuming both of you are working, right? If both want to stay at home, somebody's got to be making that money. It is becoming unsustainable. So read the wages, get on there and take a look at your own town, right? And see what the cost of living is there.
Versus the median household income.
Right.
I want to say in Illinois, it's like 45,000.
I think statewide, I think that's right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, look, we're in the cities, right? So we have a different perspective. We're in a bit of a bubble.
There's a little bit more.
You know, but start looking out at rural America, right? And these small towns and towns that got decimated by manufacturing, outsourcing, things like that. And also, by the way,
it looks like in Chicago, the median annual salary is 65,000.
Which, by the way,
that's for a family of four.
Okay, and that's a family of four. It's 65,000. How are you affording schooling, clothes, rent, mortgage, food? That's the basic necessities.
Yeah,
you're not going to Disney.
No.
Right?
There's no Disney trips.
Right?
You got to be like, here's Kittyland, though. It kind of looks like Disney. Squint hard enough.
You know what? Hold on a second. Go turn on that hydrant outside. All right? Have a great time. Go play in the street.
That's a water park.
There you go. Go play in the street.
Yeah.
So it's just, it really is, it's shocking what's going on in this country. And to, you know, to say that economy's doing great and, you know, workers first. I just got to tell you this other thing. Ed showed it to me. The Department of Labor building in Washington, D.C. has two flags now draped over it. One is a giant picture of Donald Trump, and the other is like Teddy Roosevelt or something. And it says, America's workers first. Some goofy slogan like that. Workers first. Now, this is a picture of our president draped over a federal building that says, Department of Labor, America workers first, while he's laying off hundreds of thousands of people, gutting collective bargaining rights, and we're racing to the bottom. And here's a picture, you know, or a banner of Chairman Mao.
One person, yes. Yeah. But it's all about workers.
It is just, it's shocking to me. It's absolutely shocking. You know, Phil, you said something like, you know, like rural America, right? And what's happening in some, with some hospital networks and things like that. They're closing.
There's 9 rural hospitals in Illinois at risk of closing because of the Medicaid cuts. And so, yeah, if you live in these areas, primarily downstate in central Illinois.
Right. And what do you do?
That's a very good question. I think they're all wondering what they're going to do now. I mean, that's just one of those decisions and one of those things that aren't really discussed when it comes down to, well, we got to cut waste. But, you know, when you cut all that, there's people who are severely impacted by that. And these small rural hospitals, you know, they're not billing a ton of insurance because right. a lot of their patients don't have insurance.
Right.
So they rely on some of this. And, okay, all right, cool. Like, we shaved 0.00000001% off the federal deficit.
Thank God.
But no one has health care anymore. I mean, what are
we doing? Well, actually, we didn't, Phil. You know, what we did was we actually moved that money to the billionaires.
That's right.
Right. Actually, the big, beautiful bill, we actually took that money, took from the poor and gave it to the rich and richer and richer. So,
oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So anyway, it is, I don't mean to, you know, throw water on, you know, on everything, but we got to sort of face reality, and that is workers are under attack, and we have to stand up and do something about it. I don't have, like I said, I don't have the answer. There needs to be smart leaders that get up and do something on local levels, Phil.
Well, just get involved. I mean, look at when Labor Day was first instituted. I mean, parades,
marches.
Yeah, you had, I mean, absolutely. Demonstrations. I mean, they got violent, sadly, and people lost their lives, but people were out there in the streets. They were fighting for it. You had strong labor leaders like Peter J. McGuire.
Yeah, that's right.
The founder of the Carpenters Union. Absolutely. Also one of the founders of Labor Day, saying we're not going to stand for this. We need 8-hour work days. We need worker protections.
Yeah.
And the people rally behind it. And I feel like nowadays people are like, I don't know, they don't want to be bothered.
They don't even want to go to the parade.
They don't want to go to the parade.
You know, there's a parade. It's like 6 floats and it's like, woo, labor, you know. And
yeah.
It's lame. Now, hopefully tomorrow you see a resurgent.
I think there will be.
A resurgent movement, right? Yep. Take back Labor Day. And I'm pulling for everybody. Like, look, I'm going to be out there. Yeah. I'm going. I go to every one of these things, right? It just is what it is. So I'll show up. I'm not going to wear my WGN swag or anything like that. I'm going to be innocuous.
You're going to go incognito?
Incognito, yes. Okay. Yes. Because I don't want to be recognized. I know. You know what I mean? I don't want to be swarmed.
You don't want to take away from Labor Day.
That's right. I don't want the attention to be on me.
Exactly.
I want it to be on the issues.
You're like, folks, yeah, enough of the autograph, please. This is about labor. I know I am the voice and face of labor, but please. Yeah. This is your day.
That's right. We're just the spokespeople. So anyway, so find one find one of those rallies. You know, look it up online.
Be loud and be proud.
Be loud and be proud. What is the name of the thing again?
It is the Workers Over Billionaires Rally.
Workers Over Billionaires demonstrations, rallies, etc. Just look it online. You can plug in your
I believe it starts at 11 a.m. here in Chicago at the Haymarket Memorial on Des Plaines.
And then we're marching to what, Daly?
I'm not sure where the march winds up, but the rally starts there.
Usually it winds up at Daly Plaza.
Yeah, and then the following Saturday is going to be the CFL's Labor Day Parade post Labor Day parade.
Oh, is that right?
And Eddie Fest, and that's the one.
Oh, yeah,
down
yeah.
in Pullman.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, listen, we're going to come back, and then we're trying to end this on a little bit of a positive note. We're going to read you guys some lists of websites to go to so you can put your money where your mouth is and buy American. All right, so we'll be right back with more of The Workers' Mic right here on 720 WGN.
You're listening to The Workers' Mic, powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Workers' Mic here on 720 WGN. We've got a few minutes left in the show. Ken, one thing you want to talk about was there was recently a stop work order on a giant offshore wind farm.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a giant offshore off of Rhode Island wind farm called Revolution Wind, and it was 80% complete. 80. Why not just finish the 20%? Because we hate wind energy? I don't get it. But let's put it
this way. No, it's about the birds.
Oh, it's about birds?
Remember our president, he's deathly afraid of birds running into turbines.
Well, he stopped the work on it and literally put 1,000 construction workers out of jobs. So these are people that moved up to the area, same as what was happening up in Maine. Now it's in Rhode Island. It's like, you know, and just stopping work.
A lot of carpenters.
Right? A lot of laborers. Tons of laborers. And, you know, so the president of laborers came out and said, like, what are you doing? Like, we just lost 1,000 laborers, good paying union jobs. Because why? You don't like wind energy? You want to go just continue to pound fossil fuels? It makes no sense. Yeah. Why not? Work is work, right?
And
it's good. There's no downside to that energy. That energy was going to provide, I forget what it was, but like an insane amount of households that were going to rely on that energy in Rhode Island. You know, now it's stopped.
Yeah, and if you want to level the playing field and not provide any incentives to renewable energy projects, go for it.
Yeah.
But don't also now penalize them. That's the problem. Let the market decide.
That's right. Free market.
Yes.
Right?
And he's taken it a step further now, and not only de-incentivizing them, he's costing them more money and taxing them if they have supply lines that come from China.
Yeah, and stopping work.
Yes.
Right? When you're stopping good American jobs, you're stopping good American jobs.
Exactly.
It's wrong. Right? I get it. Let's inshore. Let's tariff, you know, automobiles, make them here, et cetera, et cetera. That certainly doesn't seem to be working out particularly well. But, you know, time will tell. But don't stop work in the middle of a job, you know, just to punish, I don't know, whatever you think that a turbine is too woke?
Apparently, I think
Like the Cracker Barrel symbol is too woke? So the Cracker Barrel changed their tune also on that.
For some reason, renewable energy was associated with Democrats, and so it just became, we all hate renewable energy. I don't get it.
You know what Democrats should do? They should just focus on, like, we love coal. We love gas.
We're the party of coal now.
We're the party of gas and oil.
And then they'll be like, we're done with that. Bring back renewable.
Yeah, see, we taught you how to do it. All
reverse
right, so check
psychology.
This out. All right, let's put our money where our mouth is. We want to list a few things that you guys can do this Labor Day.
Yes.
To put your money where your mouth is and buy American, buy union. So here's a couple of lists for you. The AFL-CIO has a organization called Made in America, and you can simply Google that, AFLCIO.org/Made in America, and you can find all sorts of things that are union-made in America. The UAW, right, has union-made cars, UAW.org/UAW-made cars, and you'll find out which cars are literally made right here, and it's important, right? I think when we had the UAW guy on there, he's like, you could tell from the VIN number.
Oh, right.
You know, which cars are made here, which are not. I thought that was pretty interesting, but you can find that out on their website. Ethics Merch, ETHIX Merch, ethically sourced, custom printed merchandise for socially responsible organizations. Unionlabel.org. Remember the union label?
That's right.
Look for the union label. Still, they have a go buy list. There's one that I really like, American Gear Guide. They specialize in American-made gear and things that are made right here. And once again, some of these are union, some of these are just made in America, but either way, good enough for me.
Made in America is good enough.
USAMade1.com. USAMade, the number 1.com. It's a store to help USA manufacturers promote their products, and the mission is to help people find reliable, 100% USA-made products. And by the way, None of these are sponsors. This isn't like a sponsor list.
No,
this
we're not shilling
like,
right now.
Yeah, this is just like unlike what we normally do.
Yes, I would say we would understand if that's what you were expecting from us. But
this is just to do the right thing,
good of our hearts.
And there's another one that's really cool. And by the way, I subscribe to a bunch of these that I get emails all the time, and it's like, hey, back to school. Here's the products that you can buy. Right?
Yeah.
Like you said, there's the one like Labor Day, have a barbecue. Here are the products that you should buy. Right?
Yeah.
There's another one called USALoveList.com, and you can literally put in your state and find out American-made products that are made right there in your state. So you want to talk about drill down and support local jobs, go to USALoveList.com. You know, it's really cool. It's really user-friendly. I subscribe to them as well, and they send out blast emails all the time like, check this out. There's more union-made or American-made sneakers now, and this and that, things that you thought that you couldn't get are actually around. You just got to find them.
Got to find them, yeah.
And it's incumbent on us to go find them.
It's worth the effort.
I'm tired of, every shirt I see is made, in Indonesia or China. Every MAGA hat that I buy, unfortunately, is made in China. That's a joke. Not the joke about China, the fact that I'm buying it.
Took me a second there. Yeah, that's hilarious. They are, though. Yes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. MAGA 2028 or Trump 2028 or whatever.
Again, if you're having a barbecue, please remember, this is about the labor movement. This is about workers. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of your job.
Yeah.
And take a moment to celebrate that. But we understand a lot of people have barbecues. So when you're preparing for your barbecue, you're going to be buying Ballpark Franks.
Oh, yeah.
If you're getting some toppings, Heinz ketchup, you're good to go.
Pittsburgh's
finest. French's mustard, my favorite. Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, yeah.
If you're doing wings or if you're doing Bloody's, they have our seal of approval, the union stamp on it.
Nice.
For sides, we got, again, Heinz baked beans. What else we got? Frito-Lay chips.
I mean, you're basically laying out my barbecue.
Yeah.
Because that's about all I'm getting is chips, beans, and hot dogs.
There you go. Some store-bought potato salad.
Yeah, that's very, very simple.
Now, the most important list of items, the beer of course.
Yeah.
Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, Michelob, Miller, Natural Ice. For those who abstain, yes. O'Doul's.
Oh, very nice. O'Doul's is union-made.
O'Doul's is union-made.
Love it. So drink some good American beer. And have a good, safe Labor Day. Quick shout out to Amber and Justin, listeners of the week. I know you guys are doing important work out there, and we appreciate it. And I think that's about all we got.
That's all we got.
So we'll be back next week with more of the Workers Mic right here on 720 WGN.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
The preceding episode of the Workers Mic was powered by the National Coalition of Labor and sponsored by Megan Financial, Premise Health, Voya Financial, and United Healthcare. For additional information and podcasts of the Workers' Mic, visit WGNRadio.com.